Scatter Stan. Let's talk a little bit about the unofficial top five tips for den leaders. Now, this is true for all leaders, so stay tuned. These are very basic things that a lot of leaders miss, and especially den leaders, when they first get involved in it, they just don't realize that these five tips could save them a lot of time. Discovering the unofficial top five tips for a den leader to get the most out of their leadership experience. These five tips could be for all unit leaders, whether they are in a pack or a troop or a crew or even a ship. So if you're not in Cub Scouting, not to worry. This podcast is really for all leaders, and I encourage you to listen closely and apply it to what would be relevant for your position. Always keep in mind that most of your future leaders come from Cub Scouting, so knowing what a den leader is focused on is very important. First off, for all you den leaders, thank you so much. Parents are often the den leader, but thank you so much for stepping up and taking on this wonderful challenge. And in that, let's get right into the five big tips for den leaders to make their experience more enjoyable. Number five, do the training. Do all of your online training and YPT. Youth protection training is required, and you have to keep that up to date. Also, there are specific online training that you need to complete. Make sure you do the orientation at the beginning. You can work on the training on your schedule. It's all done online when you need to do it. Now, in the training modules, they're going to talk about the ongoing monthly training that's called Roundtable, and you need to attend that as often as you possibly can. Number four, don't reinvent the wheel. Everything in Cub Scouting and scouting in general is written down, and it gives you practical step-by-step meeting plans. It's okay to update and revise things, but don't feel like you're pressured into reinventing and need to create new stuff. And that's not needed every single time. Remember, your best resources are your parents. And all too often, den leaders don't ask for help from their parents. Number three, be the example, not the exception. Cub Scout age children are extremely impressionable, and so are their parents. Whenever possible, be in full uniform or an activity uniform for your Cub Scout pack and den. Make sure that others that are helping you out are also in uniform, such as the den chief and assistant den leader. Number two, attend the committee meetings for your unit. This will allow you to know what's going on within the structure of the pack. It also allows you an opportunity to address issues and highlight accomplishments. The number one tip, have fun. Every meeting, every activity should always have a lot of fun in them. Your time as a den leader is very short and should be rewarding to yourself and your Cub Scouts. I highly recommend taking lots of photographs of the meetings and events and activities that they do. These photographs will help you in the future recall those days and how much fun you had in helping young people develop and build character. Now, these are just five of the top tips. There's many more. So this unofficial list is up to you to add to. Always keep in mind that you are a valuable part of your pack. A den leader running their den builds that character as an example, and in the process has incredible fun. I'm so grateful that you have chosen to give of yourself and your time and your effort towards the betterment of young people. Keep up that good hard work, and I will see you on the trail.